I'm Mark Brazell, and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. She's one of the world's great sopranos. She has over 50 CDs, 4 Grammys, a MacArthur Fellowship. Dawn Upshaw has been to Cincinnati before. She last performed at the Cincinnati Opera back in 2009, and she is returning to the Queen City for a recital on Tuesday. That's the 23rd of September, performing with pianist Gilbert Kalish to open Chamber Music Cincinnati's 85th season at CCM's Corbett Auditorium. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Dawn Upshaw to Cincinnati Edition. She's on the phone from New York. Good afternoon, Dawn.
Hello. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Well, thanks for coming back to Cincinnati. What are your thoughts about coming to the city? Because I know you've done a lot of work not only with the opera, but also up the hill at the College Conservatory of Music with the Young Singers.
Yes, I'm really excited about coming back. I was just sitting here thinking about the last time, which was to sing in Ina Damar, an opera by Osvaldo Golijov. And I was remembering that I was moving house shortly after that job, and I've just moved house now this time. So it's kind of a strange thing for my visits in Cincinnati to have in common with one another. But I'm really looking forward to getting back, and I love singing this. These songs and working with my wonderful friend and colleague, Gilbert Kalish.
Well, I wanted to ask about the program that you will be performing on Tuesday. You have music from Charles Ives, a leader from Franz Schubert, songs with Béla Bartók, Ravel, William Bolcom as well. What did you, what was your structure behind putting this program together with all these varied composers?
Many of them, or I guess all of them, some of our favorite things to do. We've really been doing a lot of songs of Charles Ives recently over the last 4 years or so. But some of the songs of Schubert we had not done together before and had not done for a long time. So it was great to explore. Every time you do a song with a different colleague, it's like having kind of a different conversation, through music. So it's always a new and fresh experience. The songs of Béla Bartók are fabulous folk songs, arrangements by Bartók, and of course, he's well known for using a lot of folk tunes and melodies in a lot of his music. He did a great deal of study and research and field work. These are beautiful, kind of heart-wrenching arrangements of these songs. And the Ravel songs are all about animals. And
yes.
Maurice Ravel is, besides being an amazing orchestrator, just the really incredible color and harmonies and, of course, very gratifying for the pianist as well. So these are little miniatures about many animals and their idiosyncrasies. So it's a quite clever and humorous group.
Well, I wanted to ask about working with Gilbert Kalish, as you have collaborated for many years. As you're putting together a recital like this, how much persuasion, argumenting, arguing, et cetera, give and take do you have when trying to decide, does Gilbert ever say, "Man, I don't want to play that"?
We both say things like that every once in a while, yes. There's so much fabulous music out there that if one of us is not so crazy about a particular number, then there are plenty of other pieces to take on. So, we enjoy ourselves the most when we absolutely love what we're playing, singing. And I think it reads, to the audience too, of course. So it matters a great deal how and what we choose to do.
How does this compare to being on the opera stage? I mean, you've done so much opera, but you do plenty of work off the opera stage. How does doing one of these recitals compare from a musician's standpoint?
Well, I think the prep is very similar in terms of how I work on my musical choices, on language. But what's very different, very, very different, is that song recitals are much more intimate, a more intimate experience overall. So the kind of palette of not expression so much, but color is very kind of different choices that you can make than you usually can in opera when you need to sing over an orchestra and produce a really substantial sound that will travel. So I really enjoy this experience, not only for the intimacy of the music making, but kind of the intimacy with the relationship with the audience, because I feel sometimes a little more in tune to what the audience is. Well, I may not know what they're thinking, but I know whether they're listening or not.
Yeah, <that's laughs>
is there something in the air, you know, something in the air about, and it's really, it's very hard to describe, but it's very palpable.
Well, we only have a moment left, but I wanted to ask, with all your accomplishments, with your long career, that's been going on, what do you find the most satisfying these days? Because you've really accomplished so much during your career.
Oh, well, I enjoy discovering new music and meeting composers and doing pieces for the first time. I also am really loving teaching. So I'm the director of the vocal arts program at Bard College Conservatory in New York, in the Hudson Valley. And the program is about 8-9 years old, and I've really enjoyed kind of building it with my colleague Kayo Iwama, and it's pure heaven. So I'm the young singers today are, you know, it's a very different world, as it should be. Thank goodness things are always growing and changing, and that includes the kind of opportunities that are available for young singers today and their own imaginations. They're really inspiring.
Well, wonderful stuff. Can't wait to hear you making music here next week in Cincinnati. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Mark. I can't wait myself. Thanks.
Soprano Dawn Upshaw, she'll be in town Tuesday to perform with pianist Gilbert Kalish to open Chamber Music Cincinnati's 85th season at CCM's Corbett Auditorium. All the information at our website, wvxu.org. I'm Mark Brazell. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. Science Friday next on 91.7 WVXU.